The spread of the coronavirus continues at dangerous levels, according to government leaders. In fact, in Dallas County, the COVID threat levels have been up to red because of the number of new cases. The uptick promoted at least one school district in North Texas to now offer online options for students. So should more school districts offer online learning again this fall?
Joining us live with some answers, Dr. John Carlo of Prism Health of North Texas, also a member of the State Medical Association COVID Task Force. Good morning, Dr. Carlo.
Good morning.
This move by Frisco, this is kids just up through the sixth grade because they can't get the vaccine. They're too young. Offering online learning, is that a good move?
Well, let's break down a little bit what's happened over the last few days, because I think a lot of information is coming out. First, in Dallas County, as you mentioned, the Public Health Committee has voted to move us from orange to red, indicating that there is a high community risk for transmission. And we know this because we're watching our hospitalizations, unfortunately, go back up. And the number of tests and the number of cases are also going back up dramatically. So, unfortunately, we're not seeing a good trend here in North Texas. But the good news is, again, over 99% of those with severe cases and death are not vaccinated. So the vaccination is holding, and that's, of course, good news. But with these case rates increasing and the number of people that we're seeing that are sick, you know, we're going to have to look back and continue to look at those things that we need to do in addition to the vaccine, which does come down to the masking and the social distancing things, the things that we don't like to do but I think are necessary at this point.
Yeah, and you mentioned that 99% figure. I mean, that shows the vaccine is working. But even if you've had the shot, should you start masking up indoors?
Well, you know, I think so, and here's why. What we're dealing with now is this new Delta variant, and this new variant is showing us something that we haven't seen before, in that it appears that people, even with full vaccination, do maintain the potential to be infectious to other people. Now, we don't know to what degree that is, but we're certainly seeing examples in cases where that's happening. So what that means is, even with the vaccine, you've got to add an additional layer of protection, particularly when indoors, and that's when we come back to the mask use. And again, going back to that social distancing aspect as well. So, you know, we know that transmission risk is highest in indoor settings, and this is really where I think we need to focus our prevention efforts.
Governor Abbott, he's digging in on his ban on mask mandates. Pressure is mounting for him to back off, though. Should cities, counties, school districts be able to set their own policies?
Well, you know, I think what this all comes down to is that this is an individual situation, and we've got to rely on everybody doing the right thing, and I believe that's wearing masks. And whether it's an issued order or how we go about this, I can't say for sure what the best solution is, but I do think it does come down to individual responsibilities and making sure that we have the highest level of people wearing masks in indoor places, because that's what we've got to be doing right now.
So what about boosters? Do people who are already vaccinated need them, and or will we in the future?
You know, we don't know that question just yet. That's being looked at very, very carefully. I think if we had to predict, it's very likely we would be recommending boosters. But at this point, we don't have that recommendation. The good news, again, is that the two doses of the Moderna or Pfizer or the one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine does hold protection for this Delta variant. We need to look at that continuously over time and make the adjustments and corrections as necessary. But at this point, no boosters are necessary, but certainly something we're going to look at going forward.
Great information as always, Dr. Carlo. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Dr. John Carlo, member of the Texas Medical Association COVID Task Force.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.